This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. Today, we have a conversation with Dr. Willie McLaurin of the Southern Baptist Executive Committee. He's going to be talking today with us about the cooperative program. And also, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Cooperative Program Summit, which is coming up here September 30th. It'll be here in Oklahoma City at the Baptist Building. You're going to want to attend. Just go to oklahomabaptist.org, and you can find the sign-up to join that. Thank you for joining us, Dr. McLaurin.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me today. It's a joy and a delight to be with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure, and we've had you on the podcast before, but for those who haven't met you before, could you give us just a little bit of a brief introduction about yourself and your family and your role?
Hey, Chris, be glad to. My wife and I will celebrate 25 years of marriage later this month. We've got two beautiful daughters. We've got a 12-year-old, and we've got a college daughter who's in college on a bowling scholarship. And for the past 15 years, I've served on staff at the Tennessee Baptist Mission Board. And prior to that, I was a church planter and a senior pastor, and I'm in my 616th day serving with the SBC Executive Committee.
Wow, you're getting dangerously close to 666 days. Hopefully that won't be the day you're with us. So anyway, yes, yeah, so good to have you here. And, you know, in your role, I know you wear a number of hats, but one of your hats is to be a steward or an advocate for the cooperative program in the Southern Baptist Convention. Can you unpack a little bit about your role there at the executive committee?
Chris, be glad to. One of the things that I get to do is in the area of cooperative program. And so one of the things that I do is I partner with all of our state conventions like Oklahoma, in helping to educate and promote churches in the area of cooperative program. And then parallel to that is I lead our convention and all of our efforts in stewardship education among all of our Southern Baptist churches.
Well, and appreciate all your work that you're doing, and we benefit a lot here in Oklahoma. And as you look around, you have an opportunity to see the big picture. We see here in Oklahoma the cooperative program and how we're doing, but you get the chance to see the big picture. What is the status of the cooperative program right now? Is it healthy? Is it strong? Is it weak? What is the situation?
Yeah, so where I'll start at, Chris, is first of all, cooperative program is the financial fuel for reaching every person for Jesus Christ in every town, in every city, in every state, in every nation. And so a cooperative program is strong. We all remember about 2 to 3 months into the pandemic in 2020, the projections were that churches and missions organizations that we would experience a 20 to 25% reduction in overall giving. And in fact, Chris, the opposite of that is true. Churches are experiencing some of their greatest days in giving. And because of that, the cooperative program is stronger now than before. And so what we are experiencing today is we are experiencing a significant uptick. In fact, this is due because churches realize that it's about the mission and not the money. Cooperative program is about unifying us and not dividing us. And cooperative program is about us working together and not working alone. And so at the end of August, with 1 month now left in our giving year, we are 0.5% ahead above receipts that have been giving. And so giving is stronger now. And to be quite honest, in the midst of a pandemic, this is really something to celebrate every chance that we can celebrate it. And it's because of the faithful giving of churches as they prioritize the Great Commission.
You know, one thing I like about the Cooperative Program, it, compared to the other offerings, which are vital and important to the success of International Mission Board with the Lottie Moon Christmas offering and the Annie Armstrong with the North American Mission Board and the State Mission offering here in Oklahoma, those are all vital and important for us to accomplish our mission. But what I like about the Cooperative Program is its stability and its ongoing. It is very much connected to the health of the local church. As the churches give, and if you're not familiar with the Cooperative Program, when your church gives to the through the Cooperative Program, a percentage of your undesignated offerings that are given to your church are designated by your church to give through the Cooperative Program, and that those monies are forwarded to support the International Mission Board, the North American Mission Board, our six Southern Baptist seminaries, the Executive Committee, as well as a number of ministries here in the state. And by supporting the Cooperative Program in Oklahoma through your church, you're supporting ministries like Falls Creek, Oklahoma Disaster Relief, Baptist Homes for Children, Baptist Village, Communities, a number of great ministries besides the youth evangelism conferences, the evangelism conferences, many equipping seminars and training. I could go on and on. It just benefits churches as they are getting started as church plants and continuing on with our ethnic congregations. There's so many, it just unfurls like more and more. And what I like about that the way it strengthens the Cooperative Program, strengthens the local church, is it fuels the pipeline that that builds the matures the disciples who become the missionaries who go overseas, who become the church planters around North America, who become believers and disciples and follow the Lord into ministry and are equipped in seminary. So it's, you know, it's hard to explain, but it is, you know, just a big vital part of it's ultimately it's the personality of the Southern Baptist Convention. And I understand we're about to hit a milestone with the Cooperative Program nationally. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so, you know, since 1925, 96 years now, churches have prioritized the Great Commission. And as churches have prioritized the Great Commission, one of the ways that churches do that is as they cooperatively give through the Cooperative Program. And in September, we'll surpass the $20 billion mark in total Cooperative Program giving from all of our churches and over these past 96 years. And I'll tell you, Chris, this blows me away because I know people who are married for 2 hours or they're married for 2 years, but for churches to voluntarily partner together for 96 years for one purpose, and that's advancing the gospel here at home and around the world. So we're pretty pumped about that. And let me just say this, I want to praise the Lord for all of the Oklahoma Baptist churches who have contributed toward this great, great milestone in the life of the tribe that we call the Southern Baptist Convention as we forward the gospel to all of the nations.
Wow, and to know that we're partners with all that, all the ministry that's taking place, like you said, it's not just the 20 million, it's the impact that it's had globally and continues to have. And I was privileged that you got to come down here to Oklahoma and see Falls Creek this summer in week 8, and you see the ways that the Cooperative Program funds the programming there at Falls Creek. Most of the activities there, you know, as far as like maintaining the camp and stuff like that, are self-sustaining. But the programming, the education, all these parts, and to know that you got to see that and everything, we're pretty proud of Falls Creek in Oklahoma. We're proud of a lot of these ministries that we have in Oklahoma, proud in a good way, I hope. What are some things, you have the benefit of traveling the whole country, what are some of the highlights that you are seeing that Oklahoma Baptists have a part in because we've given through the Quapper program?
Yeah, Chris, let me just say, first of all, thank you for just giving me a front row seat at Falls Creek at the summer camp. I was absolutely blown away by how Oklahoma Baptists are engaging in the next generation with helping them understand biblical stewardship, helping them to understand generosity, and really helping them to understand what cooperation is all about. So, man, just praise the Lord for all that God is doing through the churches of Oklahoma Baptist Network. Here's what I'm seeing across the country. I'm in some of the larger membership churches. One church that I saw and know their pastor very well, they were giving at a pretty significant level, but they were convinced and convicted that they were not a cooperative program church, but rather they were a Great Commission church. And being a Great Commission church, they felt like the best way for them to advance the gospel is that they would engage in the cooperative program as the vehicle for them to accomplish the Great Commission in their day. So that particular church, they've increased their cooperative program giving by 37%. And so those type of stories are just stories that encourage, inspire, and excite us. And so that's with one of our larger membership churches. And then as I travel to other parts of the country, God is doing some amazing things through some of our smaller membership churches. I know one church, they increased their giving by 5%, and they average 150 people on Sunday morning. And Chris, I'm telling you, man, that was just such a big deal for them. And here's the big deal, is that they are able to be a part of something much larger than where they minister, much larger than where they serve. And they may not ever be able to send a team to one of our international countries, but they are just as present because they are engaged in giving through the cooperative program. I love what C.T. Studd said. C.T. Studd says, the light that shines the farthest is the one that shines the brightest at home. And what I'm really encouraged about is I'm excited about the dollars that are forwarded on nationally. You've shared about how we support the International Mission Board, the North American Mission Board, our seminaries, and so many other entities. But what excites me is when churches, larger or smaller membership churches, those churches are engaged in their community. They are doing back to school projects. They are feeding the hungry. They are ministering in their community. And then the other thing is whether the church runs 2,000 on Sunday morning or whether they run 75 on Sunday morning, all of them right now in the season that we're in, every one of those churches are directly providing assistance to disaster relief as we have teams that are serving in Tennessee, in Louisiana, and then even on the northern shoreboard. So it's not a cliche, but the reality is this, is that we're better together and we're stronger together. And that's what makes us a Great Commission church.
Yeah, and the impact of the, you know, you mentioned these natural disasters, and like then you see, you know, the refugee crisis that we're currently in. Southern Baptists are right on the front line of responding to that. And while for security reasons the International Mission Board can't go into detail, you can't name a country that IMB doesn't have a ministry, an impact, a reach. And then you take that back to the local church. That means that no matter what size the church is, they have a global impact. And that's the best part about the Quapper program, I think. And then to strengthen the rest of the ministries in the state. So now, you know, it's not hard for you and I to get excited about the Quapper program and brag on it. But what, and I'm going to ask you, and What are some of the struggles you see, like pastors? Because that's kind of some of the things we need to talk about in our meeting at the summit.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So a couple of things, Chris, is I think that we're in a season now where we can no longer assume that pastors and their people totally understand the specifics of the cooperative program. So what we have to do is we've got to be intentional in educating and equipping. And so one of the first struggles has been finding creative ways to engage the heart before we engage the head. So I really believe that the number one struggle is explaining the why before the how. If you're like me, I'm a man and I'm a fix it. I want to know how you do something. And so I think the number one struggle is how do you explain the why before the how? I think the other challenge is finding ways to making sure that giving is always connected to the Great Commission. I think we're living in a generation now that they know not of the cooperative program. We can assume that people know what that term is. And so we're going to always have to be proactive and non-assuming and making sure every time we get an opportunity to talk about the cooperative program, that we always link it back to the Great Commission. In fact, in the book of Acts, we see where the church, the early church, they had a laser sharp focus on their mission. And one of the things that inspires me is when I read in scripture in Acts chapter 2, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. They devoted themselves to the fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayer. And when the early church kept the main thing, then they always had the resources that they needed to fulfill their ministry. And so what I like to always say is money always follows mission. And so we've been given the Great Commission. And I believe that one of the best ways that we can fulfill the Great Commission is number one, helping our pastors and helping our churches to reach the heart. And I believe that once we reach the heart, then we can then again appeal to the head, and then we can appeal to the hands where people will give, and then we can appeal to the habits where people will get involved.
You know, thing about the cooperative program, I think that other generations had that we need to recapture is, and you said it earlier at the beginning, Southern Baptist, the cooperative program is the unified plan. It's our plan. So there are times when personalities pop up and controversies or these issues that distract people, but it's really the plan. And if you want to say what the personality of the Southern Baptist Convention is, it's not a person. It's this plan. It's this thing that we do together. And we need to do what we can to rekindle that. We need to recapture that original vision about the impact of the cooperative program. That's one of the reasons why we want to have a summit. We want to get pastors together. Let's be honest in the room and talk about it. Let's unpack these things. How can we? Because I know that I've seen some of the folks that are already signing up. I know they love and care for the cooperative program. They want to see its success, and they're going to bring to the table some good ideas. What are some of the things you see us talking about when we have our cooperative program summit, which will be here in Oklahoma City again, September 30th in the Baptist Building, from 10 to 1?
So, man, listen, I'm looking forward to coming to Oklahoma City. And let me just say this, first of all, for those who are already signed up, I think that one of the best things that you can do is bring someone else with you. I think it's always good when we have others that partner together, and as many people that we can get at the table and have multiple voices, I think we're going to always be better. And so when we gather together, a couple of things I really am just praying through in terms of what that time will look like. I'd like to be able to share about Vision 2025. We believe that we need a unified Great Commission vision. that we can all partner together with and plow ahead toward advancing the cause of Christ. And so I'll spend some time unpacking Vision 2025. And as a part of Vision 2025, we'll talk about the component of that that's related specifically to the cooperative program. Another strong component is I believe that prayer precedes any great movement of God. And mm-hmm. so the executive committee was affirmed by the messengers to give leadership to the ministry assignment of prayer. And that assignment is assisting churches in elevating the ministry of prayer. So I want to spend some time talking about that. I think that one of the things that's missing in our time is we don't have houses of prayer. And then the other thing, Chris, I want us to do is I want us to celebrate what God is already doing. One of the scriptures that comes to mind is let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And in the midst of all of the chatter that's going on in our culture and in our society, we as God's people, we've got so much to celebrate. So I'm going to spend some time there. And then I want to spend some time just helping those in the room, just figuring out some ways that we can help them and their churches increase the financial ceiling in their church and in their ministry. And then ultimately, we just want to have a heart to hear and to serve and find out how we can better serve Oklahoma Baptist, how we can better serve the state convention, how we can better serve the churches. So I'm looking forward to exercising my spiritual gifts of hanging out and rubbing shoulders.
Yeah. And it's a good time. We're going to cooperate together. So, you know, to coin a phrase. Now, I have this here. if you can see this online, if you can, I have this box. And I understand there's some resources. It's going to be some exclusive resources in here for those who can come to the meeting. We need you here for your input. And we know you're not wouldn't just come for some resources, but we want those who come to walk away equipped with some resources. Without going into detail, what kinds of things you think, what's in this box?
So yeah, Chris, so it is a gift box, and it would not be a gift box if I told you everything that was in the box. But there may be a bag of M&Ms for ministry and mission. So there may be a bag of M&Ms in every box. But really, the box will include helpful resources for every person to help you to advance the mission in your harvest field and around the world. So I look forward to us being together on September 30th, that we can open the box together and just celebrate what God's doing in your life and doing in your ministry.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Dr. McLaren, for your time. And we're looking forward to having you here. And so if you didn't hear, we mentioned it a few times, but it is September 30th from 10 a.m. to 1. There is a free lunch provided. Everything's free, including the resources. And we need you here. This is not just a get-together and a commercial. This is a time where we provide input and feedback. We're hoping to project another 100 years of the Cooperative Program into the future with the great ministry that we have. And the ministries that we do are so vital. They need our best support, our best ideas, our best energy. So again, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Willie McLaren, Executive Committee, Southern Baptist Convention.
Thanks, Chris.
And I want to thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this conversation, you can find more like it on our website at baptistmessenger.com. Or look for us online wherever you download podcasts. Just search for baptistmessenger.com. If you want to sign up for this conference and join us, go to oklahomabaptist.org. You'll find the sign-up form to RSVP to the event. Thanks again, and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.